Hello, curious listener, and welcome to episode zero. The voice you're currently listening to belongs to me, Kevin Hobie. You might know me from my YouTube channel and my other podcast advice show, but you are now listening to a whole new podcast. This is the Ball is Life podcast, and hopefully you've judged from the title and the logo that yes, indeed, this is a basketball podcast. So why the heck should you listen to my podcast? There are already so many other NBA podcasts out there. What could I possibly do to make it so interesting you'll keep listening in? Not to mention that not everybody likes the NBA, or basketball as a whole for that matter. Why would I pick such a niche podcast topic that is already established? The answer to that is this topic is more a decision of heart than mind. But to be forewarned that I do want to try and make this basketball podcast different from all the rest. I could make a podcast only highlighting the big stars of the NBA, like LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant. But I won't. I could focus my podcast on one particular team in the NBA, following their highs and lows throughout the season. But I won't. I could even have interesting celebrity guests talk about the NBA, sharing their opinions and giving their predictions, even though I don't know many famous people. But again, I won't. To give credit where credit's due, this podcast was inspired by an existing one that I completely adore. It's called Buckets by Amir Blumenfeld, and I truly recommend you guys checking it out if you love NBA talk. It is one of my favorite podcasts, and I admire the way the host Amir brings in guests, which are his close friends, to hear their perspective on that wonderful league we know as the NBA. But even that got me thinking. Yes, I love watching the NBA, but it's only because I love the game of basketball itself. So what if I not only interviewed my close friends and talked to them about the NBA, but talked to them about their experience with basketball as ballers themselves? Maybe then I can improve my skills by listening to their tips of the game, or moves to use on unready defenders. And this is the direction that my podcast will be different, because ultimately it is about the game we love so much. I'll talk about past experiences and favorite memories, like getting my first four-point play, being named captain of my college intramural basketball team, or going undefeated for the whole college semester. Don't get me wrong, we'll be here talking about moments in the NBA that changed history, like when Vince Carter performed his elbow dunk, putting Toronto on the map, Kobe Bryant showing the world that even a young 18-year-old can win the slam dunk contest. Let's not shine the light on the whole 81 Toronto ordeal. Or could we forget when Nate Robinson proved that even short guys, relatively speaking 5'9", can dunk? And no less, he dunked on Superman himself, Dwight Howard. But we'll also bring up moments in our own basketball careers, however small it was, that defined us as players and made us work even harder for the game we love so much. I also have to come clean. I come into this podcast with a little bit of a bias. I do have favorite teams. I'm only human. Two to be exact, though. So don't let it take away from the fact that I find every team in the NBA fascinating. Growing up in the Greater Toronto area, I had to support the Raptors. And now that I live in Toronto itself, it only makes sense to go all in. But I had a thought the other day. Isn't it weird how conventionally we only support the teams we're residing near location-wise? Or where we have a connection to? It's never about loving a team because of a certain player. Maybe it's because these players are traded so often and so quickly. My next favorite team might surprise you as it's ever-changing. This season, it's the Atlanta Hawks, and the reason has no connection to the location. More so, it has to do with a certain player on the team, named Jeremy Lin, a player I admire for his will and resolve in the NBA, with what I think is one of the greatest underdog stories of our time. And you don't have to agree with me there, but don't let that make you think that I don't have other favorite players. For example, what I would give to live in the body of my other favorite player, Russell Westbrook. An athletic anomaly and a beast in that regard. Not to mention the man had set the record for the most triple-doubles in a season. So of course, I couldn't have a basketball podcast and not talk about those glorious stats. Don't the numbers get you excited? The number of blocks, steals, turnovers, and rebounds players acquire. The 3 points made. The 3 points attempted. They help us predict what might happen in the future and how they change from their past. Wilt Chamberlain set the record for the most amount of points scored in a game. Could that change this season? Steph Curry held the record for the most 3 points made in a game with 13 in 2016, but that was just recently broken by his teammate Klay Thompson with 14 this year. The most any team has won in a row is 8 championships set by the Boston Celtics from 1959 to 1966. The Bulls came close with 2 3-in-a-row championships from 1991 to 1993, and the other in 1996 to 1998. And most recently, the Lakers, with 3 championships in a row from 2000 to 2002. And now the Golden State Warriors are looking to get their 3rd in a row for 2019. Funny to think that Steve Kerr was the point guard for that Bulls 96-98 championship stretch. And now he's trying to coach the Warriors to that milestone. So many numbers to remember. The most I've ever scored is 16 points in a game. But it's still a significant number to me, and helps me work to improve. My first date didn't give me nearly as much butterflies as my first game did. I guess I should have been more excited for that date. But ever since I stepped into the court, I've had this passion for the game that has continued to propel me with this uplifting feeling. It's funny because both of my parents don't really like basketball the way I do. I never grew up watching the NBA. I wasn't particularly sporty, but when I went to college, I was just drawn to it. Maybe it was the infection of passion that my friends had for the game. So, I hope I can share this passion with you. I also want to have an open conversation with you, the listener, to give you the opportunity to share your questions and comments in this podcast. Please give us your feedback, comments, and questions through the review section in Apple Podcasts, or through the comment section on the other sites this podcast is posted to. And hopefully, I'll get to them and bring them into the podcast. I can't dunk yet, but while I work towards getting there, come join me in the Ball is Life podcast. Coming in at 6'3" as shooting guard and as host for this podcast, I've been Kevin, and I'll see you guys when we hit the courts on the podcast Big Leagues. Bye!